A lot of agriculture groups have either made comments already to the Department of Labor or are in the process of getting those comments in, as the deadline is looming, the close of business December 1st, for comments to go to the Department of Labor and to the U.S. government regarding the proposed rule changes that DOL wants to make on how young people can work down on the farm or ranch. We've had several leading folks from Washington weigh in with us on this. Mary Kay Thatcher was the person that kind of originally alerted us to a lot of the craziness back in early November, and she talked with us about these particular rules and the fact that farmers, ranchers need to let Uncle Sam know this is a very bad idea.
We only have till December 1st to comment, and you know, they want to say that unless you've got a kid out there that is working for mom and dad, you can't do anything if you're under 16. You can't mow the lawn, you can't bale hay and put it up in the mow if it's more than 6 feet high. You can't help a cow-calf, you can't be around a suckling pig. I mean, it's just crazy, and they're not making any differentiation at all if this kid's off working for grandma and grandpa or aunt and uncle, or if your farm is a sole proprietorship, you're okay. If it's a partnership or an LLC, you're not okay. These are huge implications. You know, we all value the lessons that we learn on farms as kids and the responsibility that we learn, and DOL wants to take that away for a large portion of agriculture.
Almost a nanny complex there.
Absolutely. And I think that their point is really that maybe they haven't done as well, quote, protecting agriculture as they have outside agriculture. But I think that what this rule shows is they don't understand farming and ranching at all.
Mary Kay Thatcher with Farm Bureau. Now, we also visit with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. He says that this DOL rule came just out of the blue, the proposed change to existing law. And he says that it's very troubling.
Tremendous amount of concern, because for generations we've utilized our children to help work the farms and ranches, and basically this particular rule says they can't do that anymore. Unless they're working directly for their parents, you can't work at the local livestock barn, you can't work for your neighbor, you can't work for your grandparents, you can't operate machinery, you can't be on horseback. That's going to be a significant hit to the ability for family farmers and ranchers to actually continue to operate the way they've already always operated. We don't know where Department of Labor came up with this. It really came out of the blue. We didn't know about it until they actually proposed the rule, but we have worked with a whole host of other ag groups to form a coalition to fight back. So right now we are in a comment period. Those comments end on December 1st, and we're trying to make sure that DOL understands that we cannot preclude farm kids from actually working on those farms.
Seems to me that you're almost attacking some of the basis of how we form the work ethic with our rural kids.
Well, I think it's a symptom of a bigger problem, and that is we hear a lot of rhetoric about the need to preserve rural America and take care of family farms and ranches, but yet we see a lot of regulations that attack that. This Department of Labor regulation, the GPSA rule, dust regulations, things that make it harder and harder for families to stay on their farms and ranches. And that just continues to be a big concern to NCBA.
Again, deadline for comments by the general public and groups to the Department of Labor, to Uncle Sam, on this proposal is the close of business December 1st. I'm Ron Hayes.